This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Good afternoon, good neighbors. Welcome to episode number 84 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Sestero. Today we have good neighbor Patrick McGuire, realtor Patrick McGuire from Next Home Coast to Coast. Patrick, welcome.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure getting to know you and meeting people within the community. So obviously you're a realtor, so why don't we share a little bit about what you do over at Next Home Coast to Coast?
Sure. So my wife, Suzanne, and I, we are franchise owners. Our franchise is Next Home Coast to Coast, real estate sales and property management. We actually have two brokerages, one here in Southwest Florida and one in Mid-Coast, Maine. Which is Maine is where I'm originally from. I'm a full-time award-winning top producer. I love to serve my community. I've won many awards, the Pat Lord Humanitarian of the Year Award from Women's Council of Realtors, Realtor of the Year from Bonita Springs Estero Realtors. I like to volunteer locally, for example, Habitat for Humanity, where we raise money and help build homes for deserving people. I'm very active in RPAC, which is the Realtor Political Action Committee, also known as the Realtor Party. And what we do is we raise money and support candidates who support our issues, regardless of party affiliation, right? So things like home and business owner rights, clean water, affordable housing, and a big one right now is homeowner insurance and the cost of it. We do travel to lobby our legislators in Tallahassee and Washington, D.C., and to lobby them, give them our bullet points.
So how did you get involved in the real estate industry? You've been in it for quite a while, right?
So my wife started actually in 2007.
Okay.
And I did other things. I actually came up through construction and production management. In fact, when the housing market crashed in 2008, I was working as a production manager for a company that installed windows, doors, and commercial storefront. So when the market crashed, businesses crashed, right? So over the course of a year, I laid off 50 people. And then when there was nobody left to manage, I got laid off. And by the way, we were actively in the process of buying a home.
Oh, boy.
So lots of fun. I got into association management after that, managing gated communities, and it didn't pay very well. So nights and weekends, I worked as a handyman. And then one day my wife and I decided we wanted to sell real estate full time together. So we resigned our jobs. We did a refi on our house for startup money and went for it. And my wife at the time said, listen, if we're going to jump off a cliff, let's hold hands on the way down. And the rest of, for us is history. We never look back.
That is great. That's a great story right there. That's, you know, so not a lot of people have the, I'm going to say the guts, but the drive to be able to push through that and do that. They're like, well, no, I'll stay safe over here.
A little bit of guts, a little bit of desperation, probably.
There we go. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about the real estate industry that we can maybe bust for our listeners today?
Well, I mean, we could go on and on about the state of the real estate industry and how it's changed over the last 2 and 3 years. It's been pretty dramatic. But for me, I think it's more about disinformation or lack of information. For example, what does a realtor do? They make good money, but what does their job look like and how does it benefit me as the consumer, right? So we've done a really good job of putting together a living document. It's called 179 Ways Realtors Are Worth Every Penny of Their Commission. And the reason we put this together is people don't understand what we do and how we earn our money. It's a detailed list of 179 actions a realtor performs. And a lot of this is behind the scenes. People might not realize what's happening when it's happening, but we've always had the belief that you don't necessarily need to take the client on the roller coaster with you, right? So there's lots happening behind the scenes, and it's our job to handle these things. and resolve them before they come an issue and before the client really needs to hear about it. We only ring their bell when it's important, if that makes sense. An example of that is researching the property for things like value, liens, taxes, flood zones, and any encumbrances. A lot of times they don't see us doing that work, but behind the scenes, it's really active. And this document really lays out for people what we do and why we do it.
That's great that you have that sense, because some people out there think, hey, all you're doing is putting up a sign in my front yard and trying to sell my house or trying to find my house. And that's it. No, there's way more that you do.
And there are certainly a lot of bad actors in the industry. People that, it's like every industry. You have your top, honest, hardworking people, and then those that are not. So, and that damages the reputation of realtors in general. And I see examples of that, and I hear that stuff occasionally. And I've actually worked on deals with people exactly like that. In fact, I've worked deals where I did my job and their job because they needed help and they didn't know how to get it done. So I worked with them, basically showed them what to do and how to do it. And we were able to put together an equitable deal for everybody. And they learned a lot from it. And I learn every day too. So
that's important too. Cause if you're at any age, if you're not learning, you're not growing.
Right.
Especially today, things are changing so quickly that if you're not keeping up, you're going to get left behind.
That's exactly right.
So you mentioned Maine. I'm guessing you're not from down here originally.
Correct.
What brought you down here?
Well, I'm from Deer Isle, Maine, which is a small island off the coast of Maine, connected by a bridge. And my wife is from the complete opposite side of the country, Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, boy.
And we met here in Florida on Fort Myers Beach and became friends for a few years. And then our relationship started. And I left Maine basically for opportunity. You know, the area where I come from, there's not a lot of opportunity. You could work at a paper mill. You could be a fisherman. You could chop wood and plow. But I wanted more out of life. So I came to Florida for opportunity, and I definitely found it here.
Very nice. Very nice. So outside of work, I know owning your own business is very demanding, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
So as you can imagine, we actually own three businesses. So we have the two franchises and we also manage annual rentals. And so that keeps us really busy. We work hard, we work every day, but we have to have some time off, right? So our thing is we love to travel. So we'll set aside money so that we can go on a really great vacation at least every 2 years. For example, we took a yacht cruise to the West Indies, which was incredible. This year I'm turning 60. So we're going on a self-guided tour of Ireland for my birthday in October. It's a castle tour. So we're staying in a castle or a large estate every night. And we're also going to where my ancestors come from, which is a place called Maguire's Bridge in County Fermanagh.
Wow. You got to do something special for the 60th, right?
This is going to be great. Yeah.
Any favorite places that you've been in previously?
I loved going to where the rich and famous like to play, right? So on this yacht cruise, you go through the West Indies and, you go to St. Thomas and you go to you go to other areas there where you see giant yachts of the rich and famous. There was one there. It was Daniel Craig who played James Bond. It was his yacht.
Oh, boy.
It was a giant black yacht that said Skyfall. That was the name of the boat. So
wow.
Imagine with what he earned from making that movie, he bought himself a yacht.
Right.
So,
that is great. I go to Cabo quite a bit, and same thing. You see some mega yachts down there, and it's just they got the helicopters landing on the back of them.
Exactly.
Crazy. But okay, so are there any other things that maybe our listeners should know about what you guys do that maybe they don't know?
We want people to know that as franchise owners owning two franchises, we have realtor partners all over the country. So if you're selling a house in Ohio and purchasing here, we likely have a next home agent in that area that can help you with your sale and communicate with us so that your relocation is a coordinated effort. So everyone's all on the same page. We're all working together. Conversely, if you're moving out of Florida, we can handle your sale and help you to find a home wherever you're going.
That's nice. See, it's all about service, customer service, which
exactly right.
A lot of people don't have nowadays.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate your time today. Are there any last things that you'd like to share or that we might have missed?
Well, people can contact us at nexthomec2c.com. The C2C stands for Coast 2, the number 2, Coast. Yep. So it's nexthomec2c.com, or they can call me directly, 239-287-9289.
Patrick, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you for being such a good neighbor, and I hope to see you out in the community soon.
Thanks so much, Cabo.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.